From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The big-name coach of one of college football's storied programs resigned today. Ohio State's Jim Tressel bowed to increasing pressure from an investigation into NCAA rules violations and a possible cover-up. Tim Rudell of member station WKSU has the story.
They call him Mr. Rogers for the sweater vest and ties and Mr. Clean for his do-it-right style. But Jim Tressel certainly fell from grace in recent months. As head football coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, he led the program out of troubled times to 7 Big Ten titles and a national championship in the last 10 years. But in March, word came that 5 of his star players got gifts and money in violation of NCAA rules. More damaging was that Tressel knew and didn't report it. Cleveland Plain Dealer columnist Terry Pluto has known Tressel for 25 years. He says it was the cover-up that led Tressel to finally give in to pressure to resign.
As a coaching friend said, it's knucklehead cheating. That's what it is, Terry, knucklehead cheating. And what he meant was we're not talking academic fraud or systematic payments. You're talking about kids selling gold pants or whatever for tattoos and for a few bucks. But unfortunately, that's really not what got Jim fired. What got Jim fired was the lie is the big deal. It's the old thing to cover up is worse than the crime.
Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith talked about the resignation shortly after Tressel announced it to a morning meeting of his team.
Coach Tressel did what we all knew he would do. He did an eloquent job of explaining to the young men what transition really means and what they needed to focus on. So he met with the team and exited.
John Rogers and Tony Viscami are Ohio State fans out planting petunias today as part of a Memorial Day spruce-up project in West Akron. When Rogers hears the news about Tressel from Viscami, he stands up, wipes his forehead, and says he thinks Jim Tressel was just keeping things going for his team and trying to keep the Buckeyes on top.
You want to have a winning team because it gives you an up attitude, and that's what everybody needs to have. So do I think he should have resigned? No, I don't think so. I think maybe the rules are a little bit too stringent.
Viscami kneels and begins popping the little plastic flower pots from a tray. He says that while Tressel was just protecting his boys, he still broke the rules.
It's against regulations. It's against regulations. I mean, you can't. Where does it stop then? So I understand where he had to come up to, with a decision to resign to protect the rest of the Ohio State program. So my hat's off to him for that. I'm sorry that it happened in the first place.
Luke Fickell, the Buckeyes' co-defensive coordinator, who played for Ohio State just 4 years before Tressel became head coach, will now take over as interim head coach. Athletic director Gene Smith says the search for a permanent replacement for Jim Tressel won't be considered until after the 2011 season. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell.